Let the Lord do his what he does best. Ephesians chapter 1. And I am looking for Ephesians chapter 1. I'm looking for I'm looking for verse 19. Ephesians 1 verse 19. If you're still looking for it, say wait, Pastor. Okay, we're all there. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Okay, so question now. Today, many years ago, God released his power. Okay? And that power brought Jesus back to life. And Jesus is now seated where? Right hand side of the Father. What did God do with that power? Anybody? The power he released that brought about resurrection. And he made Jesus sit at his right hand side. What did God do with that power? Anybody? He released his power. So that morning, many years ago, he released his power, raised Jesus from the dead, sat him on his right hand side. Anybody want to help us? What did God do with that power? It's not a trick question. Amen. Is where? Everywhere. Okay, we're getting somewhere. Huh? I heard somebody say something. He released it, and where is it now? It's in us. In every believer. How many believers do I have here? If you're a believer and you're proud, raise your hand up. Glory be to God. The power of God is in you right now. Amen. The power that God used in raising Jesus from the dead and sitting on the right hand side is in you. It's in you. Let me take a step forward. The same faith that God used to create the world is in you. The same. In quality, maybe not quantity, but in quality, it's in you. With that faith, he said, light be, and light was. With that same faith, he created everything we can see. That same faith is in you. The difference is how developed your faith is. Amen. You walk with God. You walk with his word. You develop your faith. You can get to the point where, just like God. Because God created by speaking. Amen. And he created you in his image. That means in the same way he created by speaking, you also you can create by speaking. It's all a matter of development. All a matter of development. Amen. He gave all authority over the works of he put it in our hands, and he said, be blessed, be fruitful. And then he released us, said, go and take care of it. But there's no difference. It's not, the only difference is how developed your faith is. The only difference is if you truly believe that same power is in you, it's just waiting for you to release. As a matter of fact, a man of God once said, if you have the boldness to say it, God has the power to create it. Amen. Amen. and that's how we create. He released us here to create after him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going somewhere. Amen. Genesis chapter 3, please. He is risen. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 3. I'm going to start from verse 14. Even though I should start from 15. We don't want to read the curse God placed on the devil. Let's start from verse 15, because that's where I'm going to. So Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, it reads, and I will put enmity between you and woman, and between your seed and her seed. Her seed shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his feet. Say one more time. He shall bruise your head. That means the seed of the woman will bruise the devil's head. And all the devil will be able to do would be to bruise his heel. Bear that in mind. Okay, because that was what God said to the devil when he found that he's the one that tempted Eve. That was the curse God placed on the devil. So the devil knew, one way or the other, his head is going to be bruised. Okay. He saw, is it Abel now? Abel gave a perfect, he gave an offering by faith, because that's what the word says. He gave an offering by faith and he pleased God. He thought, okay, is this the one that's going to bruise my, killed him. Tried to get him out of the way. And through the years, everyone he thinks might be the one that will bruise his head. Just hitting the heel. Just heel. It's either the devil is so stupid. Is it like he is so stupid? Or which one? Stupid. Because heel, head, and he is your creator. But you have to understand, at that time, the position the devil was in, he had already produced iniquity. He wanted to be higher than the one that created him. So he had no redemption. But imagine your creator is still in a contest, yeah? Man to man. Her seed will bruise your own head. You heal. That's all. That's as far as you are going to go. Is heal. Throughout the years, he started executing those he thought might be the one to bruise his head. Until then comes Jesus. Now, this is where the devil. Okay, I'll come to that because that's a statement I have to say before when I get to a point. But he knew that Jesus was the Son of God. He knew. Even his demons knew. You. We know who you are. The Son of God. Her seed. This is when he was meant to be protecting his head. But no. But at a point on the cross, Jesus cried, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? At that point, by faith, he took your sin and he took my sin. Because the word of God says, the wages of sin is death. He said, the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. Eternally separated from God. At that point, for the first time in his existence, Jesus was without his Father. And the only reason was he had your sin and my sin on him. Amen. They couldn't kill him. Those nails could not kill him. It could not kill him. He became obedient to death. That's the only way he could die. He submitted himself to the point of death. He arrives in hell. So now here's where it comes very useful. The devil is either so stupid, or Jesus was so mad with sin that the devil recognized, okay, there is a mark on him that incarcerates him here forever. This is the mark that every soul bears for which they are incarcerated. So they rejoice, we got him. We've got him. But he's only there because of your sin and my sin. He was carrying, he bore the righteous judgment on iniquity. He told his disciples before he went, said, I am not going to the prince of this world, but he has nothing. The devil did not know. He has nothing on me. The only reason he got there was because he was carrying your sin and he was carrying my sin. Now fast forward to day 3. Amen. I like to, there are two ways I like to picture it. The power of God, unrestrained, leaves the throne of heaven, invades hell, and raises Jesus and leaves the devil with nothing. But that's too quick. That is too quick. Because God said, he will bruise your head. Your head will be bruised. I want to believe also that God decided to attend hell. Yeah, he created it. He decided to come. What are you doing here? I created it. I created you as well. I'm just here to see what's going on. He now pointed to his son. He said, you see, I got him. He has that mark that everyone created has, for which you incarcerate them here. I got him. I want to heal. I said, okay, that's all right. You know I'm a God of the word. It is the wages of sin that is death. Can you point to one sin that he committed? Only one. If you can point to one, yes, the wages of that sin would be eternal separation from me. Just point to one. He tried. The accuser of bread, he tried. Because you have to know, he's an accuser, so he keeps record of every sin. He keeps. They tried, they checked all of their database system. They looked, even when he was standing with that naked woman, did he look at her lustfully? No, they could not find one. They couldn't find one sin that he had committed. Gonna say, well, he doesn't belong here, does he? He can't be left here because you cannot find one sin that he committed. And then Jesus was raised from the dead. But before he left, God had to turn and say to him, listen, your head is now conclusively bruised. Not only against my son, but everyone, any boy, girl, man, or woman who places their faith in him. The same way you're powerless, you can't do anything to keep him here, is the same way you remain powerless to everyone who places their faith in Jesus Christ. Everyone. And that is you. That is where you shout hallelujah. That is where you shout. Because the same way the devil was powerless. Listen, resurrection is your evidence that there's no longer a sin issue. He went to hell because of sin. There's no in the heart of God, there's no. For 3 days, his righteous judgment rained on sin, on the body of Jesus. But then he still went back there and raised him. You are justified. That's another place to shout hallelujah. I said you are justified. Amen. There's no sin issue. You are now the righteousness of God. You are now God's righteousness in Christ Jesus. There's no. But then people say, oh, but Pastor, I still sin. Yeah. But did you give your life to Christ? Yes. Different point of view. Once, there was a time, yes, you sinned because you were a sinner. Did you give your life? Yes, you did. Now, the moment you said Jesus come in my life, you became the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But Pastor, I sinned. Turn to 1 John. 1 John chapter 2, verse 9. It says, even if you sin, confess to me, I am faithful and just do what? Faithful and just to do what? To forgive and to do what? To cleanse you from what? So when God cleans you from all unrighteousness, what is left? Thank you, righteousness. There's no longer a sin issue. Amen. God has dealt with it. He is risen. You are now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The same way, the very same way, the devil was powerless this time, many years ago, is the same way he's powerless with you right now. I'm going to keep saying that until it drops into somebody's heart. The same way. The very same way. As a matter of fact, I think it was Kenneth Hagin. He said, a twice born man defeated the devil and all of his cohort. How many times were you born? And when was the second time? You were born once when he came to the world. You have to be born. But the day he said Jesus Christ comes to life, you were born again. The same way a twice born man defeated hell is the same way you also can do the same. You need proof. I'll give you proof. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. You guys are not. It's either. It's either you think I am trying to. How do I call it now? Just make you feel big, or it hasn't dawned on you yet. And I'll keep doing it until something drops. Amen. Praise God. I said the same way. The same way. The same way the devil was powerless against you. The same way he's powerless against you right now. Amen. 3 John 2 can be yours in its complete fullness right now. Healed. Sorry, is it? Prosper in all things. In health. Just as your soul prospers. And there's nothing he can do. Nothing he can do. Amen. Praise God. Colossians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Father, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Are you ready to shout? Yes. Verse 15 reads, having disarmed. I didn't hear anybody shout. I said, having disarmed. Yes. Having disarmed. That means, is that not trying to disarm? No, having disarmed. How many? Yeah? Okay, there's no, Mr. O, there's no all there. Praise God. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Amen. He left the devil zero. He left the devil zero. Zero. He has, you see, I don't ask how many of you, how many of us here are fighters? I know we don't have anybody that fights. But imagine a wrestling match. First of all, before you start the match, they pour you with grease. They pour it on you. You're not going to fight against somebody. How's that person going to touch you or hold you? Or imagine that scenario. You want to wrestle. But before they start, they poured grease on you from your head to your toes. How's your opponent going to hold you and keep that hold on you? How is that possible? That's the same way. The devil, you've heard me say this so many times. Goat. So he'll come and try to see if you know what he knows. Because his head is crushed. His head is bruised. And that scripture came to mind. Isaiah 10 verse 27. It says that in that day, the burden shall remove from your shoulder, the yoke detached from your neck. And the yoke, that one I added it to, it's not in the Bible, but then the yoke is detached from your neck. And it is what? Destroyed. Without yoke, you can't put burden. Isn't it? He can't hold you. Amen. He can't. I know we live in a world where, okay, yes, here's the reality of what the word, here's the reality of what the word God says, and here is the reality you live in. But whose report are you going to believe? Whose report are you working with? Glory be to God, he is risen. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing he can do against you. So all you have to do now is enjoy everything God has made available to you and lord it over him. He's a defeated foe. Defeated. And bear in mind, he's not a god. You know, we have that. Some of us have that image. Oh my God, he's in the God class. He's not in the God class. He's an angel, a fallen angel. He was created. Hallelujah. Now, the only reason why he's not that special, okay? The only reason why I'm repeating this is because it has to dawn in you. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. Therefore, you can be blessed and be a blessing. Amen. You can be blessed and be a blessing. I'm not even worried about him 1 second. Lord it over him all the way through. All the way through. He is a defeated foe who has nothing against you. He will try. You remember what you did a couple of years ago? Just remind him, for my sake, just remind him, tell him, that's what I did. But if we should call God now, God has no record of what you're telling me. So as far as I'm concerned, it's sorted. But before you go, you are talking about my past. Let me tell you where you are headed. From today on, you have no power over me, and your destination is the lake of hell. And tell him. He doesn't like to hate, but tell him. And let him know. Listen. You opened your two eyes. When he came, you rejoiced. But 3 days later, not because God needed three days to defeat the devil, but because that's the way heaven wanted it. 3 days. 3 days in the belly of the earth. On the third day, what did you do? You couldn't do anything. You could not do anything to him. Same way you cannot do anything to me. And everything that concerns me. You don't want to hear this, but hallelujah, he is risen. Amen. He is risen. Glory be to God. He is risen, the Savior of your soul. The Savior of your soul, the author of the new life you are living right now, is alive. Amen. Have you learned something this morning? Stand to your feet and give God praise. Hallelujah. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory. We thank you. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. That is the greatest news of all. He is risen. And our faith in him places us in Christ, where we are a new creation. 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 And where we are right now, the devil can do us nothing. He can't touch us. He can't touch us. He can't do anything to us. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We give you all the praise, Lord. We give you all the praise. Glory be to your name, O God. Glory. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. He is risen. Glory be to your name, O God. Glory be to your name, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. All the glory. All the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We exalt you. We exalt you. We exalt you. Glory be to your name, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Saints of God, he is risen. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're not doing it. I said, saints of God, he is risen. Hallelujah. Ah, come on, come on. He is risen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. As we begin to round up the service, we're just going to a confession now to the Lordship of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're going to sing, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. And let's use the keyboard that can give us more volume. Ratala. Sorry. Okay, use that, but you need the volume. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. And because Jesus is Lord, you have access to the name of Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And how do you exercise authority? You got to use that name. It's not there for joke. You got to use the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just make this confession to the Lordship of Jesus. Yeah, I know you might have done that before. But even if you haven't, you can do it again. I'm not never tired. Oh, it's not here. Okay, I'm going to do that right from me. Hallelujah. Say, Father God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you because the Bible says that he who comes to you, you will not cast away. I repent of every sin in my life. I invite and I confess Jesus Christ, one who died for me and rose from the dead, I confess him as my Lord and Savior. Jesus is my Lord. I am proud to say it. Hallelujah. He is dominating my life. He is guiding me. And he is leading me. Amen. We're going to sing his Lord. Give me two. He is Lord. He is Lord. Speaking to Jesus now, and as you do that, I want you to meditate on anything that is worrying you. I like to say it that way. Anything that is worrying you, just meditate, focus on Jesus, picture Jesus at the right hand of the Father, and just look at that situation, look at Jesus, and confess his lordship over that problem. You will have a miracle, an uncommon one, in the name of Jesus. We're going to sing "You Are Lord." Just close your eyes to concentrate on Jesus. Hallelujah. Into your life, into your situation, into